In the past 3 years, Elsha Stoksec has crossed the finish line in 31 races, the most recent being a marathon just last weekend. Her next race is this Saturday, along with friend Walter Brown.
Elsha's amazing. She has overcome obstacles like I have, where she shouldn't be alive. She's done it.
Brown will be Stoksec's partner in the race. Stoksec will be treading the course in a three-wheel jogging stroller, Walter behind her, every inch of the 13-mile course.
It started out kind of as a joke. My friend put on Facebook that they were getting a team together for Ragnar, and since I can't walk or run, I put on and said, I want to join that out loud just to see what they would say.
Stoksec has muscular dystrophy, a group of genetic diseases where muscle fibers are incredibly fragile. Her goals, however, are quite the opposite.
She has a goal, that she told me, to get into Boston. For a runner to be able to get into Boston is a great feat. The pusher of Elsha has to be able to push her through an entire marathon in a goal time that they're running Boston in.
This weekend's race won't qualify Stoksec for Boston, but she still has a goal for the race.
I know she wants a personal record in a half marathon. I've been running for a lot of years, and so this is going to be a challenge to me this weekend to help her get a personal record.
Brown began running in the early 80s and continued racing until 1993.
On Christmas Eve, I hit black ice, slid off the road, and then a drunk driver came around and hit my car, and then my car hit me and pinned me into the guardrail. I crushed my pelvis in 23 places, hemorrhaged two knees, had blown discs, and I was told I'd never walk again.
For the next few months, Brown worked with a physical therapist, walking in a pool and having his legs shocked every day for an hour. He recovered his ability to walk and bike, but he didn't run for 10 years. Stoksec is taking the weekend off from qualifying, but Boston is still where she wants to go.
I only missed qualifying for Boston by 1 second. My friend felt bad. And I was like, hey, don't worry about it. Like, I'm just so excited I even did the marathon. And we can always try again. Like, it's not going to be my only chance.
Stoksec says she's looking forward to her first time competing with Brown this weekend.
I'm so excited to run with Walter because I've read his story about what happened to him, and I think we both overcome a lot of different things, and people say that we couldn't do what we dreamed about, but we're both living our dreams.
If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on.
Hopefully we can just inspire other people to, don't quit and just keep going and don't stop dreaming.
Carry on, carry on.
This is April Ashland for Utah Public Radio.